Hello and welcome. You're listening to Nonsense Potpourri. My name is Pat Benzaleski. At some point, we're going to have to decide, are we going to have borders or are we not going to have borders? And if we do have borders, are we going to secure them? That certainly isn't the case now. You have many people willing to help and do the right thing. I mean, you have Republicans looking to pass laws. You have people that are willing to assist the Border Patrol. You know, these people are patriots, of course. I mean, they want to keep it closed. Then the liberals show up. And they're usually carrying big signs that say, welcome to the USA. And of course, these signs are printed in Spanish. And they pass out little goodie bags with the closest sanctuary city and instructions on how to apply for aid. And then they pass out boxed lunches and everybody sits around and sings Kumbaya. Now that's the way it seems sometimes, like we're the B&B to the world. Well, that's how I see it. The spotlight right now is on Europe with the immigrants, the refugees coming from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, some countries like Hungary, Serbia, and Bosnia have built fences trying to keep the influx of these refugees down as much as possible. Hungary is a country that suffers from economic problems of their own, and to take in refugees like this, I don't know, I guess it kind of sink their economy. Perhaps someone should remind these countries that after the fall of the Soviet Union, they needed quite a bit of assistance. And during the Bosnian Civil War, there were many people displaced then. In this current crisis, Germany has stepped up. They're willing to take in 800,000, which is, that's quite a bit. You know, they're calling on us, the International Rescue Committee, is calling on the United States to take in 65,000 of these refugees. And we're talking about taking in 10,000. I don't know. We shouldn't feel bad about this. I mean, I don't remember the last time the International Rescue Committee rescued us from our refugees, illegals, immigrants, whatever you want to call them. I don't know. I guess illegal is spot on. It's against the law to come into this country without the proper documentation, which makes you illegal. And you're an alien, so you're an illegal alien. And that's the bottom line on that. Whatever they're called. And again, where's this International Rescue Committee? We could use a little help, no? Josh Siegel writes in the Daily Signal, to qualify as a refugee, a person must have been persecuted or have fear of being persecuted for his or her race, religion, nationality, or social and political affiliation. A refugee differs from a person seeking asylum in that refugees have already fled their country, but the same standards apply to both refugees and asylum seekers. It is hard not to sympathize with the refugees. They're unfortunate people who are caught in the middle of a ugly civil war. But the leaders of the United States have to realize they're only responsible for the security and the safety of this country. That's something that the current administration has either forgotten or just totally disregards. It's all nice when we can go help other countries out, but as I said before, it doesn't seem like they help us out too often, does it? I suppose the case could be made that we bear some responsibility for this crisis. Now, they might be right. I mean, we invaded Iraq and we shouldn't have, and then we left when we shouldn't have. Lana Shadwick from Breitbart reports that New York State has sent one of its two Huey helicopters to Arizona for border control. That's nice, huh? Now, what the hell are we supposed to do about these Canadians coming across the New York border and taking our broadcasting and some of our television jobs? Now, that should warrant some enforcement. And of course, I'm being facetious. What happened to the Border Patrol? Well, actually, they're still there. The New York helicopters will just be assisting them. It should come as no surprise if we have to send aircraft from New York all the way to Texas and Arizona. that the federal government must be short of equipment. There's no way of knowing how many of these illegals the European countries are going to have to take in. But I guarantee this, it won't be close to the 10 or 11 million illegals that we have in this country. I'm not saying that these people are criminals or are doing anything to the detriment of this country, but it's illegal. That's the words, illegal. I worked in a community that had quite a few illegals. If you were to call ICE to come pick them up, ICE would want to know what they did. If they didn't commit a crime, there was no way you were going to see a Fed, that's for sure. And even if they did commit a crime, it would have to be something horrific before they'd come. But not all these people are bad. Most of them aren't bad. I've seen them at 4 o'clock in the morning walking to work in order to save car fare. And I've seen them live 15 to a two-bedroom apartment so that they would have money to send home to their country, to their family. That makes them decent people. But they should be decent people in their homeland. We have plenty of decent people living here already. Let me say something about birthright citizenship, or anchor babies, if you will. It's a testament to the greatness of this country that so many people want to come here, live here, and have their children here, and have their children become citizens. But it just overburdens our system at times. There aren't many countries that are as generous with their citizenship as we are. If you look at the way these immigrants are being treated in Europe compared to how the immigrants that enter this country are treated, it's like comparing the no-tell motel to a Hilton. Let me say a little something about sanctuary cities. Sanctuary city is a name given to a city in the United States that follows certain procedures that shelters illegal immigrants. These cities normally do not permit police or municipal employees to inquire about one's immigration status. The designation of a sanctuary city has no legal meaning. I've heard the question asked if Kim Davis can be arrested for ignoring the gay marriage law. Then shouldn't some action be taken against the mayors and city managers of these sanctuary cities? I mean, they're breaking the law. They pass it off onto law enforcement at times, and law enforcement does bear some responsibility. They've taken an oath to uphold the Constitution, and by allowing these illegals to run rampant in their cities, committing crimes and doing just about anything they care to. You see the images of the immigrants on trains, and I don't know, it looks kind of like the images we see coming up out of Central America, with people all over on top of the trains, inside the trains, and it makes you wonder, is this stock footage? Whenever there's a refugee crisis, do they roll these out? Well, of course, I doubt it, but if it were true, it certainly wouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, media will do anything for a story, including embellishing and fudging the facts. You know, anything for a story. Wow, let my media bias show through there, huh? Not too many politicians have an answer for this. Donald Trump suggests rounding them all up and sending them back. That wouldn't be a bad idea if it could be done, but it's an impossibility. It seems that the logistics would be overwhelming. How do you find these people? And once you do, how do you determine which country they came from to send them back? And then you have to negotiate with these countries in order to repatriate these people. And let's be totally serious here. No country are going to take these people back. If you were to get them back, I guarantee you in a few weeks' time, they'd be back here again. We hear it all the time, but it's the truth. There's nothing going to happen on this work this problem out until we seal the borders. Absolutely. frequently we hear in the news of someone who has been arrested and deported 5 or 6 times, and they're back again. So the Border Patrol is going to have to try a lot harder. Not a lot gets reported on the illegal immigrants coming in from other countries, coming here legally on a visa, and never leave. These people account for 40% of all the illegal immigrants in this country. These are Europeans and Asians. These aren't the kind of people that become migrant workers. Because of that, I believe it would be a lot more difficult to find these people. Yeah, at times it seems like half the population of the world is moving around. You have refugees coming out of Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and nobody has any idea what to do with all these people. I guess I'll call this one. I'm still trying to get someone to come on with me to make the program a little more interesting and perhaps a little longer. So until next time, I'm Pat Benzaleski, and you've been listening to Nonsense Potpourri.